Blog Talk Radio.
You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody!
Good and your mercy endureth forever.
You're listening to the Bay Area's hottest prayer line that's guilty of loving and serving God with Sister Alexandra.
Amen, amen. Welcome, everyone, to Salt of the Earth. Can you guys hear me out there?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can.
Okay, amen. Welcome, welcome to Salt of the Earth. I am your co-host, Kendra Cole. So come on in where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So friends and family, let your friends and family know that Salt of the Earth come on every Friday, Pacific time, 3 p.m. And we thank you and welcome you for joining us today at Salt of the Earth. Once again, I am your co-host, Kendra Cole. Okay, and folks, don't remember that we're still taking up donations. You guys are still putting in for the prayer pot, which is $25.
Where the mind goes, the man will follow.
Okay, so today's topic is where the mind goes, the man will follow.
Something's wrong with that mind. Just that you can hear me.
What's wrong?
I'm getting a lot of garbage and backbeat.
I am too. Okay. Yeah, I'm asking.
Okay. Can you guys hear us? Okay, so we know a couple of, like you said, some trash or something in the back.
Every time you start talking, the back comes in.
Okay, what about now?
You ready for me to keep it?
Okay, now I'll turn it over to Priscilla again.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host, Sister Alexandra. Thank you guys for tuning in today. And I can't see you, but I know you guys are a lovely group of people. Amen. Amen. So today's topic is where the man goes. Where the mind goes, man will follow. Amen. So before we get started, I just want to let you guys know that we're going to give glory to God. We're going to ask for the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Here at the Salt of the Earth, we are here to encourage you, to uplift you, and to inspire you and pray for you and with you. We at the Salt of the Earth point you to the Word of God, written scripture, the gospel, and the life of Jesus Christ. Our prayers and praying can go deep, and our prayer bullets when aimed will hit their targets. Enough said, now let's get started. We never take anything for granted, so let's bow our heads for our opening, cleansing, and protection prayer. Lord, we repent and ask for forgiveness this day for any unholy word, deed, or act in Jesus' name. In the mighty earthquake name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the wonder-working name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I invite your presence into this place. I invite the presence of my Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to join me in this battle against the enemies as we welcome your presence. Amen. I give the spirit of power, love, sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. No demon has the right and power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We need this. We really do need this. And so we're going to go into one more prayer to the Lord because this is his prayer line. So everything is dedicated to him. Amen. I eat with the heart of faith, the flesh of Jesus, for it is written, his flesh is bread indeed. I eat it now so that I can also eat with him in his glory. I eat the flesh of Jesus to receive new spiritual strength and vigor, to put under subjection all works of the flesh, strength and vigor to paralyze the desires of my flesh, strength and vigor to paralyze the power of my flesh and make it obedient to the laws of the Lord. As I eat and drink the flesh and blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, I renew my covenant with him, and I receive the life therein. For it is written, life is in the blood. I possess the life and the spirit of Christ in me. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I am a beloved child of God. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. And I believe in the blessed Holy Spirit who is dwelling in the inside of me. I believe in the unshakable and eternal power in the Word of God. I believe that life and death are in my tongue. I believe that as I make this confession unto life with the power in my tongue, according to the words which the Lord has this day put in my mouth, I shall prosper. It is written that Jesus Christ offered his blood as a drink and his flesh as bread, that whosoever drinks and eats it shall not die forever. Now with strong faith in my heart, I hold in my hand a cup containing the blood of the Lamb of God, and I drink it that I may have life eternal. I receive unto myself the virtue, strength, power, might, and anointing in the blood. And I say, let the blood quicken all that is dead within me. Let all sucked, sapped, and paralyzed spiritual milk and strength of my life be resurrected by the blood. Let the blood re-energize, revitalize, reactivate, and revive all dead potentials and spiritual gifts within me. Let the blood flush out of me all inherited or self-acquired evil deposits in my system. Let it purify my blood system. Let it make old things pass away in my life and transform everything to become new. Let the power in the blood clean my spiritual vision and wash my spiritual pipe that I may receive of the Lord unhindered. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Let me see. We're going to go ahead and get over here to our topic. Give me 1 second. It seems like. So right now what we're going to do is go ahead and introduce the Poetry Corner. Kendra will be giving her poetry right now, giving honor to God. Amen. So Kendra, go ahead with your poem. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Alexander. First and foremost, I want to thank my Heavenly Father and His Son, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. So today's poem is titled, Jesus, Draw Me Closer. Lord Jesus, draw me closer. Hide me in your secret place. I so need to feel your presence, your tender love, and warm embrace. Lord Jesus, draw me ever closer. Shelter me. I trust you will. When the world grows darker, colder, then Jesus, draw me closer still. Lord Jesus, hold me tight forever. Let me be never more depart. Draw me closer, so much closer, closer, Jesus, to your loving heart. Amen. Now turning back over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, today's topic is where the mind goes, the man will follow. Amen. When we talk about creation, we talk about God. Why did God create us? Because he wanted his own people. God had everything that God could want. He has all these characteristics, and those of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, and more. And he created man in his image. Genesis 1 and 27.
God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
So when God created us, he gave us a body that feels, a brain to think, and legs and arms that move, and a mouth that speaks. Who else can breathe life into clay or dirt and give it life? No one but God. I can pick up dirt and breathe into it, and I can't create a life like God. Right?
Right.
Because God gave us reproduction organs to make life. So our God is an awesome God. He can't be duplicated or replaced by no other entity or force. That's our one true living God. So when we make decisions and do courses and go to school, we use our mind. When we make decisions in everyday life, we use our mind. But we also have to watch what we put into our mind. It can poison the whole body. The Bible says, if you want your heart to be transformed, when you have to bring your mind up to a new quality. So we know that if we use our mind, according to the word, we'll get better results. For example, a youngster from a broken home with no training, For example, a youngster from a broken home with no male figure in the family. So what he does is he goes outside and he hangs around older guys in the neighborhood. And he see them driving fancy cars, and he see they keep money. And they tell the young guy, hey, you could come work for me doing errands or whatever I need to be done. Would you like a job? And the young man doesn't think about it much because he wants the money, and he knows that he'll have more things that he wants if he takes the job. So does the young man take the job or doesn't he? He came from a broken home. So he's not going to put much thought into it. He's going to go ahead and see what they're talking about because he know he doesn't have the things that he want at his home. We as humans, we make these decisions every day, not putting much thought into it because at the time we go off our needs or feelings. Another example would be a man who claims he has two heads. Okay, we are all adults on this line, so here's the scenario. A man go off what he thinks in his head, right? But sometimes he say he has a second head. His second head has power. That's because if he's lusting and looking at a woman and he wants to use some of his slick words and spit his game, he give his small head power. So he don't think with his head on his shoulders, because he's given the power to the smaller head who doesn't have a brain. Now, why would you give a head with no brain your power? Okay? So I'm just saying, I've heard men say this before, that they got two heads, okay? And they joke about it. And I get it. I get the joke. But what I'm saying is they give the thinking brain, they give that power to the little to the little head. The little head don't have no brain. All that little head has is feelings. And that little, right now, that little head saying, ooh, I like that lady. I want that lady. And you listening to that little head. Now, self-control. You didn't gave that little brain down there that has the little penis down there, the head that has no brain. You didn't gave him all the power. Now you gonna let him run you. You supposed to be running your own body. You have the brain. But when we don't have self-control, we let other things go before us and make the decisions. So that's what we mean by wherever the mind goes, the body follows. It's in everyday life. We do it every day. We make decisions. We don't take time to think about it. We just go into it because it feel good or it look right. We don't even think about it. I know I need this, so I'm going to just go ahead and take it. You don't think about it. You just jump into it. And later on, you might have some consequences behind it, or you didn't put a lot of thought in it before you signed that contract, or you didn't read it, and now you have consequences behind it. The reason why God gave us a brain was so we could use it. We can make good decisions. If we listen to him in the word, we will have better outcomes if we pay attention to the brain that he gave us and if we use it to our best potential, like in Philippians 4 and 7.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen. So what Jesus is doing is he's telling us we have to make better decisions when it comes to things. Because if we don't think about, if we don't think about what we do before we do it, there are consequences behind it. So whatever your mind do, your body is going to follow. If your mind says, ooh, I'm hot, you're going to think you're hot, right? So you'll take off your coat. If your mind say, let's go over here. I want some ice cream. Let's go over here. So you're going to go over there because your mind said you saw somebody with ice cream. You want ice cream. So a lot of times we don't think about things. We just act on them. You know what I'm saying? So we're not in control. Our thoughts and our feelings are more in control. We don't think about it. We just do. Ooh, I want that car over there. You know you can't afford it, but you say, I want that car because you see everybody with that car. So then a couple of months ago down the road, and you went and got that car, and you know you couldn't afford it, but you went and got it. Now here it is 6 months down the road. Now all the bills is tight. Everything is tight in your house because you went and got that car. You didn't put much thought into it. At the time, you felt you wanted that car, and everybody got one, so you can have one too. So you didn't put any thought into it. You just went off of how you feel. You see other people with it. Why should I be deprived? And you go out there and you sign that contract and you go get that car. And you say, well, I got a good deal. But now bills are tight in your house. So now that's the consequences of not thinking about what you're doing before you do it. So we do that every day in our life. So that's the reason why God tells us that we have to watch our mind and our hearts. We have to protect those. Because if we don't think, we will mess ourselves up. We can easily mess up our temple. So we need to pay attention what we put before us, in front of us, and into us. Because this is not just our body. This is God's temple. So we supposed to be respectful of what we put in this temple. So we have to be, just like I gave you the fruits of the Spirit, we have to put all those in place. And one of those fruits of the Spirit is self-control. We supposed to have self-control. But people that don't have self-control, they buy off feelings, looks, smells, and all that. And we do it every day. We guilty. Sister Alexandra, I'm guilty. And let me tell you something. I am the hardest critic on myself than anybody. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because I love God. So I'm harder on myself than anybody else. I explain it to you guys, and I want you to get it, but I'm never forcing you. I'm explaining it to you. So if it comes across hard, it's not because of you. It's because of me, because I put myself under pressure, and I'm hard on me because I love God. So I want to please him. Amen? But I'm just saying, so when we don't pay attention to what we put, how we use our mind, we can use it the wrong way. And the Lord tell us about our mind. So we need to stop making decisions based on feelings, based on smell, based on what we see other people with. We can't make decisions, good decisions off of stuff like that. If you went around doing making decisions like that, I mean, what kind of person would you fall for anything and everything and all the time? You'll be broke. You wouldn't have no direction or anything because you're just going off of smells and feelings and things that really don't. You have to have self-control. We have to have self-control, and it needs to kick in when we really need it. So all I'm saying is the mind is a terrible thing to waste. That mind that we have, the reason why he tell us to watch what we put in us is because this is a journey that we're on. God is prepping us for something better. That's the reason why he tell us the things that he tell us. He's not just telling us this for entertainment. He's prepping us for the next step where we are going. So we need to listen to his word, and we need to be careful. We need to try to remember some of these things. Like, you know how they say when your mother train you at home and she tell you when you go to people's house, wait till you get home and eat, or when you go out, take extra money, or when you do certain things. She tell you that for a reason. So God tell us the same thing with our mind and our heart. We just talked about mind, body, and spirit less than 2 weeks ago on the platform. So the mind is very important. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we communicate with God spiritually. So the mind is very important. So when we make decisions, we need to make good decisions, decisions that we'll be able to live with, not because we see somebody else with it. The Jones, well, I see Mr. Jones and went over there and bought Ms. Jones a new thing, so I need to go try to buy my woman. You should have been doing that anyway. You didn't have to wait to see Mr. Jones buy something for Mrs. Jones before you did something for your wife. Don't she deserve it anyway, or don't your husband deserve it anyway?
Yeah.
But then when you see other people, when you see other people with it, then you want to go out there and duplicate it. You don't need to be validated by what other people do. That's what I'm saying. You don't need to be valid. You can make your own good decisions in your mind with the Lord Jesus Christ with you. We want to be worthy. We want to be worthy of that price Jesus paid for us when we went on the cross, when he went on the cross. We want to be worthy of what Jesus did when he went on the cross for us. We don't just want to be somebody that's taking up a seat.
Nah.
We want to be worthy of what he did for us. So that's why we need to step up and put a little bit more into it. Because I'm telling you guys, people can think what they want to, but this life walking as a saint, as a Christian, by the word of God, the way God say do it, this is not a joke. You can take it lightly. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to do any of those things. But this, he's prepping you for something. What you think he's prepping you for? He's coming back, right? And if you're here when he comes back, I'm sure you don't want to get left behind. I'm sure you want to be in the rapture, right? So why would you take his word lightly? Why would you take his word lightly? Because now, even though you're going up in the rapture, you still got to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying to you is we have to be making good decisions. We have to have the fruit of the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? We have to take our time, and we have to use our mind. People in the world, they don't think. They just go off of, hey, whatever they want to do. But we are different. That's why God said about us. We are different. And every time I look around, I see Christians trying to mesh with regular people. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but every time I look, they meshing with regular people. But you ain't telling them about God. You just meshing with them because I don't know if you got any spiritual friends or any godly friends. But I'm saying you can have both. But whenever you mesh with regular people, you need to be letting your light shine. You don't need to be meshing with them so you can fit in, because you're not supposed to fit in with them. That's where if you didn't read that in scripture, that's what he's telling you, that you are set aside. He didn't say, I wanted my people to join into with the regular people. He said, you have been set aside. So when you've been set aside, that means that he is prepping you for something.
Mm-hmm.
He's prepping your life for something. So you're not just taking this journey just to be taking it. And he's not here just for entertainment. So how you take the Lord, you need to take him very seriously at his word and what he says do. Again, I tell you that I'm hard on myself, but I try to get the point across to you guys. This is what he means. Because he's not just saying this just to be saying it. Well, God will give me just a little bit of credit. Or God, he will, but it still won't outweigh what your sentence might be. He's a good God. He still give you, if he gave you mercy and leniency, you still probably wouldn't make it in. I'm just saying. So that's why I'm saying the final decision is going to be up to him. But when you rather be at the top of the ladder than at the bottom of the ladder, when you want to be more closer to what he's asking you to do than to be at the bottom where you kind of just took it for granted that, you know, God is God and he's going to, you know, God don't want nobody to go to hell and all that. God didn't say everybody was going to heaven. He didn't tell you that. Ain't written nowhere in his word that he said everybody was going to heaven. But he wants everybody to get into heaven because he got more than enough room. But that don't mean that we all go.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying. So it's very important that we kind of understand what God expects from us. He didn't make us special and set aside just because he's prepping us for his return, for him. So we need to keep our minds and our temples, you know, we need to take care of our temple. Just like we take care of our body, that's very important. We need to take care of our mind. We need to take care of our heart. Amen. We need to do those things. And when we're around regular people, we can talk to them. We can shine, but we can't do everything they do. Because they go over there and go hit a blunt with somebody. You going to go over there and hit a blunt with them? I'm just saying, you going to go over there and you going to take a smoke so you can fit in? It ain't about fitting in. He told you you're not supposed to fit in. That's why you set apart. That's why you special. Otherwise, he would let you just go ahead and mingle with him and say y'all all one. But that ain't what he said.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is that's what we have to do as God people. We have to remember all these type of things. And I know we can't remember everything. That's the reason why you come on the Salt of the Earth and I'm going to give it to you.
All right.
I'm going to give it to you. When you come on the Salt of the Earth, you're going to get a dose of it, okay? What we supposed to be on track doing and what we supposed to be doing. This is real. This is our life. We supposed to walk it, eat it, sleep it, talk it. That's what I do to myself. I'm training myself. I'm training myself to be ready when God come back. I'm training myself. And I'm saying everybody can train their self. So I'm eating it, living it, walking it, thinking it, breathing it. And if I forget about it, I go back in my word and look at it. Then I think about it and I'm saying, I'm going to share this on the prayer line with my people because we need to know that because I didn't miss a couple of steps. And I know they probably didn't miss a couple of steps. I'm not going to hold that against you. All I'm going to say is when you fall down, get back up. I'm right here with you. I'm going to pray it through with you. If you're going through something heavy, I'm right here. I'll pray it through with you. I'll talk it through with you. That's all I'm saying. So all I'm doing is I want as many people as possible. That's my job. As many people as possible to inspire you with the word of God, to give you the word of God. And you can call me on anything. If you call me on it, if I'm wrong, I'm not perfect. But one thing I will do, I will retract it. And I will, and I'm not ashamed. I will retract it. I'll go back and say, I'm sorry. I might have said something that was wrong. But the God in me tells me to go back and retract. It don't tell me to get down on myself, get down on nobody else or somebody else on the platform because they might be thinking different from me. But it tells me to go back and retract. And that's what I do. I ask for forgiveness, Lord. I'm sorry. I messed up right here, but I'm going to go back and retract it, and I'm going to let them know.
All right.
So I'm not ashamed when I stumble. I'm not ashamed when I fall. I done fell a whole lot of times. I'm probably going to fall a whole lot more, but I'm going to still give my big old butt up and keep walking.
Amen.
I'm going to give my big butt up and keep on walking. Just like a kid fall down and get back up, I'm going to fall down. Lord, I messed up, but I'm getting back up because, Lord, you are my goal. And I mean that. You know
Amen.
What I'm saying? So I'm going to get my big butt back up, and I'm going to keep on walking until it's my time. until it is my time. So I inspire all the people that come on the side of the earth the same way. Until the Lord comes get you, you keep walking. You fall down, you get back up. You ask for forgiveness, you repent, you get back up. I already tell you, when you mess up, fess up.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying to us is we God's people. We're going to continue to be God's people. We're going to continue to be God's people. We're going to run with that banner. We're going to pray together. We're going to be taught together. We're going to suck it up together. And we're going to keep walking. Because God's children do not quit. We don't give up. We don't quit. And we definitely don't turn back.
All right.
We don't turn back, okay? Because we already know he's prepping us for something better. We know this. This is in our spirit. This is in the word. We know this. So the best way that I can, the best way I can tell us about the mind when it comes to the mind, we just have to be careful of the things that we put in our mind. Just take a little bit more time. And then we'll continue to be walking in blessings and favors and everything. And then people, you know, people want you around them a lot more. Because they say, every time she come around me, good things happen or this happen. Or when he come around me, that happens. They go feel, you know what, when God people is around, they can feel your presence. Presence in the room, because the first thing they might say, oh, I know you in church, or I know this about you, or I know you from somewhere. They trying to tell you about yourself, and you already know you got the light. You already know you are a light. You know you a light. You don't have to ring no bells and say, I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. Like when I was in another church, a lady was always talking about, I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, girlfriend, so if you got so much sanctification and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, can you help out some other people? Don't just keep it to yourself. God gave you all that wisdom and understanding. Share it. But if they don't receive it, that's okay. But at least try to share it. And if they don't want to hear it, what God said, dust your feet and keep walking. That's all you do. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never ashamed of the gospel. You ain't never ashamed of Jesus. You ain't never ashamed of who you are. Mm-hmm. And I ain't never ashamed. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the word shame means. I don't even know what fear means. Because when it comes to God's word, when I speak his word, I ain't scared of nobody out there. Whoever been they can say, I've been preaching for 100 years. I don't care. I ain't scared of you. You ain't going to scare me. Oh, you need to be careful. No, you need to be careful. Don't tell me to be careful. You be careful. God got my back. I know who got my back. Who got yours? It sounds like fear got your back because you telling me to be careful, but you a woman or a man of God. No, you need to be careful because when I took this assignment and God gave it to me, he already told me they going to treat you the same way they did me, but I'm with you, and I know he's with me. So I ain't scared. So whatever somebody got out here, they can save it for David because I don't walk in fear. I do not walk in fear. So if I got something to say about the Lord, give me something to say or tell me something to say, I'm going to say it. I ain't going to bite my tongue. Oh, you going to be in trouble with them. Oh, they ain't going to like you. Oh, I don't care.
All right.
Amen. I do not care. I live for God. I don't live for man. I work for God. I don't work for man. So you need to go to my employer, and his name is Jesus Christ. You need to go to his Father, who is the true living God that's sitting on the throne, so you can take it up with him. He ain't going to have me out here walking and talking and don't have my back. I don't believe such things. And he already told me that I shouldn't have no fear. And I don't have no fear. None whatsoever.
Amen.
So I'm just saying, I love God with everything of my inkling of my being. I'm just saying, when Martin Luther King died and he dropped the baton, we had a lot of people out there to say, I walk with Martin. Okay, Martin gone now. Who gonna pick up the baton? Who gonna pick up the baton for the black people? Ain't nobody picked up. Well, Jesse Jackson, well, Al Sharpton. We talking about somebody that's really out there trying to do something. We ain't talking about somebody that won't say name out there. And then when somebody say something, they curl back in or they get afraid to say, well, he was out there, but somebody started making attempts on his life. Let me tell you something. There is no grave that can hold Alexandra Cole. Because when Jesus died, I died. And when he raised, I raised. Okay? So I already know there's no grave that can hold me. Because he put it in his word, there is nothing that can hold me if I follow him. Because he is life. He is the truth, the life, and the way.
Amen.
So I'm saying, can't no grave hold me. And if you a child of God, can't no grave hold you. The only people scared of dying is the people that's doing wrong that don't know Jesus. You either wrong or you don't know Jesus. One of the two. You either wrong or you don't know Jesus. That's why you're scared. That's why you're telling everybody else, you better be careful. All this old crazy stuff. You take that stuff on down the road with you. You and fear walk down the road together.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So we, you know, I'm just saying, we have to be, when we walk for God, when we work for God, like real men and women in the Bible that walked for God, they weren't scared of nobody or nothing. And I'm going to just tell you, we got a whole lot of punks out here that claim they love God, and they ain't walking without fear. They walking with fear. They hide behind their congregations. They hide behind the church. But if you ask them to come out like they supposed to come out, they ain't going to come out. Well, I don't see him coming out. I don't see. But you the exception. You the exception. It's always one that's an exception. That's the reason why when God said he looked on the earth, didn't nobody match up to what he needed. So he had to send his son because everybody's scared of dying. But guess what? You got to die one day anyway.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
So are you going to die with Jesus or are you going to die without him? Because you're scared of dying anyway. Death is coming every day to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So you going to die with him or you going to die without him?
With him.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. God's people know. They don't have no fear, and God teach you that. That's why he tell you to stay with his people, because the way he trained them, you have something more than the people in the world. They don't have. You have it. You have promises.
Amen.
You have guarantees. God is walking with you. He's not just going to let people mess over you. If he send you somewhere, you ain't got to worry about nobody touching you, putting their hands on you, because he sent you. You think he going to send you out there amongst all those wolves and not protect you?
Amen.
That's because we haven't walked closely with God like we should. That's all it is. But that's okay. We learning. We learning. We getting strength by being with each other, and we learning from one another. So when God sees that you has what he wants, then he will give you something special like he gave them in the word. Like he gave certain people. Look what he did for Elijah. Look what he did for Lazarus. Look what he did. How many times, let me ask you guys this question. How many times do you think Lazarus died how many times? Lazarus will have died three times. He's the only one in the Bible. Let me take you on a journey so you can understand what I'm saying. Lazarus died the first time, right? And Jesus didn't get there in time to save him. So he was already dead, right? So they was upset that Jesus didn't get there in time to save him. But Jesus took his time and went to where Lazarus was, and he called Lazarus forth. Lazarus raised up. Lazarus probably don't even remember him being dead. He probably don't even remember that. But Jesus called him, and he raised up, right? So he was already dead, and when Jesus got there, he raised him up. Okay? So down the road in history, Lazarus lived to be an old man or whatever. He died again. That's his second death, right? He's not here with us. So he's dead. So guess what? When Jesus come back and do the rapture, Lazarus will rise with us again. He's the only man in the Bible that will have been risen three times.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Don't that make sense?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's
right. So what I'm trying to show you is this. It's a whole lot of hidden gems right in that Bible that we've never been taught or never nobody explained it to us. But now I just showed you how Lazarus will have his third time risen by God. And he's the only one. So God does exceptional things for exceptional people. And I'm saying we can be exceptional too. We are in the New Testament, but some of us can be exceptional too, because God is looking for people that he can trust. God is looking for people that he can have do assignments. God is looking for good people that he don't have to worry about, that's going to be afraid, that's going to curl up, that's going to go back into the world, that's not going to take his word serious. God is looking for people like that. He's looking for those type of people. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, for those that just want to learn and may not be ready for that yet, God can understand. He's not going to make you do anything, but he's always looking for exceptional people, even though we are in these times that we are in. Because he always has something for his people to say. We are a force to be reckoned with. People just don't understand that. When the true children of God get together, we are a force to be reckoned with. We have power. You think we come into this circle just to be praying? No, God is building us. He is building us, just like he's building us and preparing us for our next step with him in our life. He's building us too. He's building us so when it's time, we are going to be the saints in the robes, amen, that be up in heaven, that get to sit on the right-hand side of him. We will be the chosen few people that was on earth that did listen. We did listen. So I'd rather be on that ladder on the higher end, higher up, than in the middle or at the bottom. Because at the bottom, you just got to get in and get started. If you're in the middle, you lukewarm, he gonna spit you out. But if you try to promote yourself to be a little bit higher, you know he's paying attention. He's paying attention. And then he bless us and give us favor. You'll know when you really walking real good with God, because everything you do, everything you touch, it'll just, you know, you'll be like, wow. The anointing will be on you so powerful. It'll be like it's on you 24/7. Everything just seems to work. Whatever you speak, it happens. Whatever you do. And you got to be speaking life. You can't be speaking death. You can't speak. You know, I had a conversation with somebody, and they said, well, Sister Alexandra, you don't want me to be blessed. Why would I not want you to be blessed? God said in his word, the blessed is just as well as the unjust. Who am I to take your blessing? I ain't taking nobody's blessing. You ain't finna get me in trouble. God said he blesses everybody. So I'm never going to go negative on it. I'm going to speak life into you. Even if you have did, I'm going to still speak life into you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
So I'm going to always speak life, because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be negative, and I'm not going to say, God ain't going to bless you. You ain't going to get no blessing. Who are you to tell somebody God ain't going to go give a blessing to? I don't care if you in the church, run it or whatever. Who are you to tell somebody God, you telling somebody God ain't going to bless you? God will bless them. God is the one that pass out the blessings. You don't pass out no blessings. If you was passing out blessings, we wouldn't be getting blessed. You'll keep all the blessings for yourself.
Amen.
So I'm glad God is the one that's sitting on the throne. He gonna always give us blessings. Can't nobody take your blessings. Your blessings are your blessings. Now, whether they come faster or whether they come bigger, I guess that all depends on you and how what you do. But you still gonna get your blessings.
Amen. Amen.
So that's all God is. That's what I mean about God is a good God. You still go get your blessings, but just because you get your blessings don't mean you're going to heaven. Let me correct that too. Just because you're getting your blessings don't mean you're getting into heaven. But you go get your blessings, you go know about him. That's how you go feel him. Because everybody is going to feel God. When his people walk in the room, you go feel them. When you know these are his true people, they not go back down. When they see another, I'm just saying, for example, if they see another congregation or some other people doing something that's not right, that's not in the written word, why would you go along with them and you know what God has said in his word? It ain't about that you're trying to fit in now. It's about who you go follow. You go follow what God say, or you go follow the congregation that's doing what they want to do
outside of God's word, but it looked like that they doing the right thing. You want to stay closely to what God said, as close as possible. You don't want to follow them because they in church too, and they doing this. Come on, sister. Come on, brother. No, no. Think about it. That's why you got a brain. That's why you got a brain. You need to think about it. You tell them, you'll think about it, you'll call them later, or, you know, you'll join them later. Something. But you don't, if you feel that that's not right and you talk to God and you saw it in his word where he say you're not supposed to be doing that, but you going over there because your cousin in it or your auntie or your mother or somebody over there in it, that don't make it right because you're following your family members. That don't make it right. You got to make the right decision. You got to listen to what God says. He says he comes before everybody. He comes before your wife. He comes before your husband. He comes before your kids. He is the first person. He said, love me with all your heart, might, and soul. He didn't say, love me on the side, and you can have your wife on this side, and I'll be on that side. Or love me right here, have your mama before me, and I'll be. No, he didn't say that. So yeah. You got to put him first because God is a jealous God. He say put him first because he created you, your mama, your sister, your auntie, all them. He created all of them. So how you go put him, your creator, before them? We have to think about the decisions that we do. We have to think about the things that we do because it's very important with God. We want to please. Remember, we always want to please God. Man is not our priority. God is our priority. Just remember that. God wants you to have a family, a house and everything, but he told you to do what? Everything decent and in order. And that's what he means. And he is the first one in line. So do it in the order that he says, decent and in order. So he is first and foremost before anything else. So if your husband get mad at you tonight, your boyfriend want to kick you out, okay, so be it. But God go take care of you. Don't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying? He's just trying to make you make a decision on the spot, like who is he? Next thing you know, you might be gone down the road. God didn't open up a door for you. Next time you see your man or your woman, ex-woman or ex-man, they might not be in the same place. God don't play. He take care of his kids. He don't back down on nothing that he say he do, and everything he say he do, he do. He deliver. He deliver.
Amen.
You better ask somebody, he deliver every time. He ain't never missed. He ain't never missed. So that's what I mean. By being God's kids, we got to pay attention because we know where all our blessings and everything come from. So you don't let nobody turn you around. You don't let nobody shake you. You don't let nobody put fear in you. You know whose you are and who you are. And if you don't know, you better come on here on Friday so I can tell you who you are. So you can get it in your spirit and know who you are. Don't let nobody in the world shake you that don't have no relationship with God. Don't let nobody in the world come and shake your understanding what you got. And then they say, I'm telling you, this is true. Because you better stick with the word of God. You better stick with somebody who gave you a guarantee. God gave you a guarantee. Man ain't gave you no guarantee. They can't even take care of their own self. Look at us. Out here fighting one another. We can't even get along. Everybody out here fighting. You go listen to them? You want to be on the losing end. Because they losing. Man. They losing. Every day they losing the battle. Every day, as long as we with God, we winning. And we strengthening ourselves. So be on the winning side, and that's the Lord's side. That's the side everybody want to be on, the winning side and the Lord's side, because he is prepping us. You beautiful people, he is prepping you. So we not go be mad at God. God, I want to do this. He's prepping us, and he allows us to have fun and to do things. So being a Christian is not boring. Don't believe that either. God loves you, and guess what? You're going to a way better place. Don't trade all that for the world. Don't trade that in for the world. I beg you, don't trade it in for the world, because you will lose.
Yeah.
I'm begging for you. You will lose. The devil is going to lose. It's already written he going to lose.
Amen.
Amen. So that's my topic today. I'm sorry I was ranting, people, but I got to get it out to you. You know what I'm saying? When God gives me a nugget to talk about, I got to talk on it. And I use this whole hour talking on it. Amen. So right now, I am going to go ahead and close it with God loves you. I love you too, and ain't nothing you can do about it. But you get here every Friday so you can get the word, so you can be inspired, so God can finish teaching you, reaching you. Amen, because that's what he do. He teaches and he reaches. And it ain't me, remember, it's him. He's teaching and he's reaching you. And all I'm doing is putting it out there for you. And I tell you, if you would like, if you think I'm saying anything that don't, if it don't match with what you feel, then you can go and do research on it. Do your due diligence. But God say, my sheep know my voice. My sheep. Amen. If you know the characteristics of God, you know his voice.
Okay.
So you know God ain't playing. God ain't playing. When it comes to certain things, God is, I believe he laughs with us and enjoy us too. But when it comes to certain things, God is not playing. And he will let you feel him, okay? So I'm going to conclude it with this. We need to make sure that our mind, we think about things before we do it. Just give it a few thoughts before you decide to make that final decision. And you take God everywhere with you when you be making these decisions. Remember, I taught you that too. We need to make sure we take God with us so things will turn out right. Because we can't do nothing without him. The people in the world think they can do a whole lot of stuff without God, but I feel sorry for them until they know who God truly is, because they don't know who God truly is. Somebody is painting them a picture of God, but they're not giving them the truth. They're not telling them what they really need to hear. So we want to make sure that those of you who really love God and serve God and really mean right by God, that you want to live for God, that you get the truth. So you can live that life. And then you can say, Father, I was on the Salt of the Earth when I was on Earth. I was going on a prayer line called Salt of the Earth, and the teacher was Sister Alexandra. Was she right? Ask him. And then he go say, oh, you was under Alexandra. Okay. I know she got a way of doing her things. I gave her that word. Okay, yeah. All right. So you see what I'm saying? He's the one that gave it to me. He's teaching me. And as he teaches me, I'm reaching out and touching you with it. Because that's what I'm supposed to do, inspire you with his word. I want to make sure that I break it down into little bitty pieces where you can understand. I want to be talking to Noviet, where I done went to church a couple of times, and I was saying, I asked somebody, what scripture was that he was in? Because I wanted to get an understanding of it. But when you break it down into bite-sized pieces so I can eat it, then I can understand it. Does that make sense, people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to just break it down so we can digest it together. Because remember, I'm going to be responsible for everything that come out of my body, my mouth. That's what the Bible says. I'm responsible for everything that come out of my mouth. So if I'm wrong, I'm going to come back on here, and I'm going to retract it if I'm wrong. But if I'm right, you ain't going to hear nothing, a peep out of me. You're going to hear me on a different subject. That's all. But other than that, I'm not going to carry God's word where it not magnify him and glorify him. I'm never going to carry God's word like that. I'm going to carry God's word like it should be carried. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor right now. Any praise report or prayer request? Amen. Any praise report or prayer request at this time? Because you know we serve an awesome God and he ain't through yet. He's still doing things for us.
Jesus rose Lazarus from the grave. He also rose the little girl when he told the little girl get up, and she had to die a second time too, and she will rise again. And so that proves that when he raised Lazarus from the grave, this just wasn't an accident or a one-timer. He raised this little girl also. Then these are just the documented incidences. And then when he rose from the grave, he rose up a couple of hundred more people that were dead in the graveyard with him. He rose them up, and they went about proclaiming Jesus as Lord. So it's no mistake. Jesus rose them from the dead. And now these people have to live and die again and will rise again. So, yeah, God is good. Ain't no stopping my
Yes,
Lord.
He is. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I put emphasis on it, because he's raised people before and they will be raised again. So like I told y'all, it ain't a grave that can hold me. I ain't died so many times, but it ain't a grave that can hold me, because he said in his word. And as long as I'm doing, as long as I'm following him, lining up with his will and his way and doing my best to do as he asked me to do, I ain't got no fear. I ain't got no fear. So I know I'm ready to raise up. So can't no grave hold me. And if you a child of God, can't no grave hold you either, because you will rise again. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to just say it like this. If somebody shoots you today or tomorrow, they might be doing you a favor. Not that you want to die. I'm just saying they might be doing you a favor. Because God ain't just go, I mean, you might sleep, you won't be here with your family, of course they'll miss you, but I ain't telling you to go out there and die. This is an example, okay? So I don't want you to get it twisted. But all I'm saying is they could be doing you a favor in a way. But nobody is ready to die until your time. You're not going to die before your time. I'm just saying that they don't know. They pushing you to those pearly gates because you've been doing everything right. God's been watching you. You've been doing everything right. So when you go to sleep, you go sleep comfortably until he calls his people. So that's all Amen. I'm saying. So they didn't hurt you by taking you out, or they didn't hurt you because they killed you and you ain't on the planet no more. All they did was take your body, your spirit. They ain't did nothing to that. They ain't harmed that. And you already know where you going. Who you serving, who you working for. But I'm saying you ain't going to go before your time, so don't be scared. You ain't going to go before your time. So everybody got their designated date. You ain't going to that time. But I'm saying you don't be fearful anyway. You don't be fearful, because God told us we're not supposed to have fear. That's the least thing that we need to be worried about. When God does things, he does things in a bold way, and he wants his people to be the same way. That's the reason why people can't understand God's folks, because we special, and God made us a certain way, and we always outshine the negative. We always outshine the negative. Amen. So, again, anybody has a prayer report or a prayer request?
I pray and thank God.
So I'm just asking for my upcoming surgery procedure that I'm going to have this Wednesday coming up.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, Sister Kendra, amen.
And everything goes good in the surgery. You know, everything, the surgeon plans is blessed. Everything goes smoothly. They go in and take out endometrius, and that I have a quick recovery. Everything goes good.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So anyone else?
This is Sister Judy. I praise and thank God for being who he is. I thank God because he's not a man that he should lie. Men lie to you and tell you sweet nothings. Women too tell you sweet nothings, but God doesn't do that. I thank God for my children. I ask prayer for my children and my grandchildren. I ask prayer for myself. I want to heal it in my body. I don't want no pain in my body. I just thank God. Is doing. I thank God for all of you, and I love everybody on the line. Ain't nothing you could do about it.
Amen. Amen, Sister Judy. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else a praise report or prayer request?
This is Sister Paige. I just want to thank God for his blessings on all the people on the prayer line. I just want to thank him for each of my God. He's a good God. He's a trusting God. He's a faithful God. And like I said, he's a God that cannot lie. And we have no reason to walk in fear, because fear is the false evidence being real of the FEAR thing. So I just want to thank God, you know, that, my nephew called today. And he said, "I might call y'all house, and y'all be having fun." He lives in Kentucky, down there, you know. But it's not that. It's just that you got peace in our house, you know, because, peace is being you, then peace will be where you at. And I know my husband has peace, and I have peace. So, I mean, like you said, right here. Because health don't help anything. It only hurt you or make you sick and give you pain. But it's just, but so fear, God overrides fear, you know.
Right.
If you trust in him, you don't have no reason to fear. So even if you die, like you said, you still, it's a better place than, I feel like right now, but you have no reason to fear right now, because whatever going on in this world right now, God let it happen. Nothing happened, let God let it happen. So you have to stay in peace about this war going on right now. He said there would be war rooms or wars, but time is not here. So, you know, he just said, okay, it's wherever it's happening, so we just going to be trusting God. And I just want to thank God just said, you know, for Sister Alexandra and this line and, you know, and the topic she brings out, you know, each and every Friday, you know. That, of course, she said, well, the men be saying, no, little head and big head, you know. And they just say that. You know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I just thank God, you know, for teaching the word of God. And she will make you not have fear, which you just do. She will really make you not have fear. So, you know, I just thank God for her and for Kendra. And everyone on this line, I just thank God for each and every one of you. And I do pray for you. And I know you, I hope you pray for me. And thanks to the jury and to the brother, I love you guys. There's nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Paige. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Any more praise report or prayer request? Amen. Prevost, you got some good news?
I'm kind of driving right now.
Oh, okay.
What?
Okay.
You think he's driving right now?
Yeah, I think he said he's driving.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I just thank God for you guys, and I just ask you to say God bless you guys, and he bless all of us on the prayer line, everybody in their family, and their kids, and that he heals our bodies and bless our finances, and just keep us in his bosom. Unmuted.
Amen.
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 So I just want, I just want. Go ahead.
It was you.
It was you.
Oh, there was an echo. Okay. That's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. So I just want to thank, I want to thank God for each and every one of you on the prayer line, because God put you guys on here for a reason. Amen. So I'm just glad that we can share together, we can worship together, we can cry together, we can laugh together. That's what I like about the prayer line, because we can do it all. And we ain't ashamed of nothing. We not ashamed of anything. We God's children. So we can talk about it. We adults on here, we can talk about it, no matter what it is. We can talk about it, sex, whatever. We can talk about it, amen, because the Bible has something for everything. The Bible has something for everything. Nothing is left out. So we can talk about it. If you have something that you want to talk about, or if you have a topic you want me to talk about on it with you, I will do that too if you want to send it to me. You know, but I'm saying we can cry together, we can laugh together, and we're going to be crying tears of joy. We ain't going to be crying no sad tears. I'm just letting you know that. We're going to be crying tears of joy. We're going to laugh about it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to pray about it, and we're going to keep loving each other up. We're going to keep coming in this circle. We're going to keep on our journey. And I'm going to say, hey, Sister Paige, come on, Sister Judy. Come on, Brother Warren. Come on, Brother Darrell. Come on, Pastor Paige. Come on, I'm going to just call everybody. Come on, come on, come on. We got to go. We got to go. We on our walk. That's all I'm going to say. We are our walk.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we are our walk, people. And we loving each other on our walk. So we're going to continue on in the Lord. I'm thankful and grateful for each and every one of you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the people that's on the line. Continue to love us, cover us in the blood, cover us with the hedge of protection. Continue to anoint them from their head to their toe for their health and their body, Lord. They have in pains, Lord. Help them with the pain. Ease the pain. Relax the muscles, Lord. You know how to do it. You are the healer. Amen. Give them relief from whatever it is that may be ill in their body or their mind. Let us all make good decisions. Amen. And use our mind. Amen. In a way that it is beneficial to you. Amen. And each and every day, Father, we are lessening ourselves. We are decreasing, and you are increasing in us. Amen. Because the more words that we get in us, the more we look like you, like you want us to look. Amen. So we are staying in step with the preparation. We ain't going nowhere, Lord. We're going to be here. We're going to fall down. We're going to get up. We're going to cry together. And we're going to say, come on, Judy, give me your hand. Let's go. Let's go. We got to go. We're going to keep walking. Amen. That's what. Come on, Sister Paige, give me your hand. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We're going to keep on walking. Come on, Sister Kendra, give me your hand. Let's go. Let's go. We're going to continue to walk. I ain't let none of my sisters or brothers fall through the cracks. Amen. I ain't let nobody that come on this fly fall through the cracks. You heard me right. Because the Lord said he went back for one sheep. So I ain't letting nobody that come on this fly fall through the cracks. Amen.
Amen.
So I just want you guys to know that. I love you. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ love you. Our Heavenly Father love you, and he want us to keep on keeping on. And Father God, we ask that you, we pray for the homeless out there. We pray for the people that is asking for food. We want to pray for the people in the government. They need prayer. We're praying for the housing. People need housing right now, Father. We ask that you open up doors. We ask that developers come forward and house these people. We ask that the government get off their bum and do something for the people and stop talking about in God we trust and let God work it instead of you working it. Amen. So we just asking that you touch all those in high places, Lord. Open up their wisdom, their understanding, their mind, and open up the door for the people that are in need. Amen. So, Father God, I just thank you, because without you, there is no me. I just thank you for everything. I just thank you for everything.
Amen.
And, I mean, I just send heavenly blessings, heavenly kisses back to you, heavenly, Lord, just heavenly. It's just good to know that you can hear me. Heavenly, I just send you love and affection, my humanly love that is not perfect, but that's all I got right now, Lord. So until you transform me, that's all I got is this human love, but I'm giving you the best that I got, the highest of my human love. I'm giving you that. Amen. So I just thank you, Father, for everything. I just thank you because without you, again, there is no me. I just thank you, Father. And I just feel your presence. I feel your presence, Lord. When I be thinking, when I'm laying down, I just feel your presence. And I just, you are here, you close by, you can hear me, you know my mind, you know my heart. And we all thank you for that. We just ask you that you continue to be with us, cover us. Don't let us make wrong decisions. Don't let us make wrong moves. Don't put us around the people that we shouldn't be around. And we just ask you to keep working with us, Lord, because we know this is a journey. And we willing to walk this journey with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We willing to walk it. We just ask you to keep coming back and helping us through. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
So I want to thank everybody for coming on the line today. Today is Friday. I know people got plans for the weekend. I ask that you be safe and blessed going in, blessed coming out. And just know when you leave, you got the protection with you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You got my prayers with you. May you make it back home safe wherever you leave. May you come back in one piece, because I don't know what would happen to me if something happened to one of God's children. I would just feel so messed up and guilty, but I'm just saying, Lord, bring my people, your people, not my people, bring your people back on the line, because I love them, and I don't want to miss none of them. I'm just like you, Lord. If somebody ain't out there, I want to know why. I have to pick up the phone and do a check, a wellness check, to see where they at. Amen. I have to pick up the phone to do a wellness check. Now, y'all want Sister Alexandra calling you, do you?
Yes, you call.
I will call you in a heartbeat and say, what's going on? Because I ain't finna let the devil creep up on you. God ain't putting all his work into you for nothing so you can turn back. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. So if you I'm telling you. So, yes, I will come for you. So I'll be calling you on the phone. I wish you stop coming. I'm going to keep on calling. You're going to pick up that phone. You're going to tell me what's going on. Amen. You gonna tell me what's going on, because God gonna be missing you and I'm gonna be missing you, and I ain't finna let the devil have you, okay? Because God is putting work into you. He's putting work into you. He's working on you. So we ain't finna get ready to give the devil no glory. We ain't finna give the devil no. He ain't getting none of this. This is too good. This is too good. We too. God preparing us, and he know. We are the cream of the crop. That's what the Bible said. We the cream of the crop. So you know he going to come for us. But that's okay. I got him. I got him. If he come mess with some of God's people from this line, I got him with the word of God and the power of my heavenly Father. I got him. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So I just want to thank everybody for coming on the line. And I love amen. You guys all so much. Amen. And so, if anyone has nothing else to say at this time, because I know it's the weekend and you guys want to go ahead and get out there and do the things, you know, you might have some shopping to do, some little running around to do with somebody to go see. I want you to go with God, go with peace, and go with love, and know that we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. But fess it up. That's all. Just fess it up. Because we coming for you. You're a child of God. God coming for you. So you need to be ready to know that. Amen. So we want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence. And we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ. With the hedge of protection. Till we meet next week. Same prayer line, same prayer time. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power. Both now and ever. Amen, amen, amen. So now you guys can go ahead and enjoy you guys' weekend. Have a great old time. Whatever you do it, everything decent and in order, and just enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself, eat, drink, and be merry. Whatever it is that you want to do, just enjoy it. Amen.
Okay.
And I will see you guys next week. Go ahead.
I will ask Sister Kendra, how long is she supposed to be in the hospital? If she might ask the question.
2 days.
Huh?
I'm going to be in there for
2 days. I
didn't
hear her. 2 days.
Okay. I'm going
to
be there for 2 days.
Okay. All right. That's, okay. It's good.
Okay. Amen. So, we're going to be already talked to the doctors. We prayed over the doctor's hands, and she said she ain't never had nobody to do that before. I said, you know, I trust you. God gave you the knowledge and everything, you and the other doctor, because she's going to have two doctors and a robot, and she's going to be in surgery for 8 hours. So I had to bless their hands, honey. I had to bless their hands, and she said, nobody never did that for me before. She said, I got to go tell the staff. I said, tell the staff I'm blessing them, too, because I want everything clean, disinfected, and just clean. You know what I'm saying? Cleanliness is next to godliness. God go be present, so clean it up. He coming. When his kids is coming into the hospital, clean it up. Amen. So, so I bless bless their hands. I pray for both of the physicians that's going to be working on her. Amen. And so, you know, I'm not fearful of anything. I'm very strong. I don't feel a certain kind of way. One of my friends say, how you feel? You scared? No, I'm not scared. Girl, what you talking about scared? Ain't nobody scared. I put everything over in God's hands. So I don't have that spirit. No, I'm good. I'm good. So I'm not even worried about it. My daughter gonna be just fine. And your family and your children will be just fine, too. As long as you keep that spirit, they will be just fine. And as long as we pray together and stay together, everything will be just fine. Sometimes we need that power of two or more. You know what I'm saying? So God even said that power of two or more is very important sometimes, you know, because sometimes one of us might be going through something, and our prayer power is not up where it's supposed to be. So we need to get another brother or sister to help pray us through it. You know what I'm saying? Then three or more, that's even better. Four more, the more you get, the better it is. And the next thing you know, we got a big old explosion. Boom, it can't do nothing but come through. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to tell everyone on the line. That's how it works. And as long as we be united as one like the Lord wants us to be, we unstoppable. That's what I mean by people like, how are we unstoppable? Girl, you got to put it all together. It goes all together. We can't do nothing by ourselves, but together we can do a lot. That's why I say we are forced to be reckoned with. Because can't nobody, look, if Elijah was one person and he stopped it from raining, you know, if all of us got together, we could stop a whole lot of stuff. We just got to get into prayer more. We got to practice this. It takes, you know, a little practice. It takes a little time. But we're going to try it out. We're going to try it out on here so we can just see how when we work in unity, how it works when we all pray together on one thing. We're going to do it so you guys can see for yourself exactly what God is talking about. Amen?
Amen.
So, amen. So, yeah. So I'm not going to hold you guys. I want you guys to enjoy your weekend. I love you. And take care until I see you guys next Friday. Don't forget Pastor Pages on Sunday. And he also does Bible study on Wednesday nights as well. If you want Bible study with Pastor Pages on Wednesday nights, Sister Page, what's his number again? He got the same number we got, right?
Same number, uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. So he's on the same number that we're on. It's Wednesday nights at what time?
7.
Wednesday night at 7. Yeah, it's 7 Central Time. 7 Central Time, not Pacific. So it's 2 hours ahead. So if he's there, if he's on at 7 there, that means what? It's 5 here in California. So at 5 o'clock California time on Wednesday night, it'll be 7 on Pastor Page time. And that's when he has his Bible studies Wednesday night.
Then 9 o'clock on New York time, wherever that time is up there. Yeah, you know, 5, 7, and 9.
Okay, yeah. 5, 7, and 9. Amen. And then Prevost, are you there? I don't think Prevost, they might still be driving. Okay, so Prevost, are you there? Because Prevost also has a show that comes on. I think it comes on Sunday evening, right, Sister Paige? At what time?
We're going to be on Sunday night, 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. So that's Elder Prevost telling you what time he'll be on Sunday evening. And Pastor Prevost, oh, my goodness, he talk about it.
And we might be on sometime Saturday, too, but I don't know exactly what time yet.
Okay, he got some good stuff for you, too. Amen. So I want to thank everybody for getting on, and I just love you guys. And so until we meet again, I want you guys to take care. Go with God. I love you. Go in peace and not in pieces. Amen.
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 Amen. All right. See you guys. Have a great weekend. Talk to you guys later.
Amen.
This album is dedicated to everybody that's been gone. I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family,
when I cannot feel
y'all wouldn't pray if you didn't go through something. And when you go through something, that's when you meet Jesus. Can I get a witness of this? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.
When the sickness won't leave my body,
yes, sir.
And the pain just won't leave my soul,
this is all you gotta do.
I get on my knees to say, Jesus, please.
Call on him, call on him.
There's a blessing in the throne.
I need a witness in here.
Help me sing it. There's a blessing.
Some of y'all have been into some bad relationships, and some of you had your heart broken and you've been lied to. I want to let you know that there is a lover named Jesus, and he will supply your every need, family.
When I cannot see the love again,
yes, sir.
And the raindrops cold, heaven end.
But if you just hold on,
if you just hold on,
these clouds,
those clouds will soon be gone.
Yes. Listen, go ahead and let them talk about you. Because remember...